In this last exercise, what I've done is I've given you the exercise in reverse. I've given you the key images required for the speech that I'm about to give you. Now, it should start to make a little bit of sense once I start reading the speech. Okay, see if you can relate the key images to elements of the speech. You've decided to call a meeting, a board meeting, and you've got your directors there. And you want to be promoted to managing director, and this is what you say. Think about the key images that you've memorized. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I have called this meeting today is that I wish to be promoted from T-Boy and General Dogsbody to managing director of XYZ Holdings. I have a number of very good reasons as to why I think I should be promoted. I've been with the company for 10 years and have more experience than the lot of you put together. I have produced more profit and developed more products than anyone else. I've got a great client base, and I get on well with all our customers. I am charming, witty, wise, and good-looking. Finally, I would just add one very good reason for becoming managing director. My obscenely wealthy uncle has just bought the company outright, and you're all fired. Now, let's just go through that speech again, that little tirade. And this time, we'll just pick out those key images. That first line, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I've called this meeting today is I wish to be promoted, etc., to managing director. So that whole line there, that whole sentence can be reduced to that one image, director's chair. Okay, the next image is Dudley Moore. That's to prompt me that I need to say that I've been with the company for 10 years. Remember, the Dominic system, Dudley Moore, gives you 10, as in the film 10. I have a number of very good reasons as to why I think I should be promoted. I've been with the company for 10 years. Next one. I have more experience than the lot of you put together. I have produced more profit, hence the bundle of dollars. Now, the test tube bubbling away, that's research and development. And I've developed more products than anyone else. Okay, see how it's fitting together? Now, the queue of smiling, happy faces. I have a great client base, and I get on well with all our customers. Now, here comes a series of adjectives, charming, witty, wise, and good-looking. See how they relate to the key images. First one, charming. Remember, snake charmer. I'm witty. That's Jay Leno, the comedian. Wise, the three wise men. Good-looking. Well, George Clooney. And finally, that last sentence. I have a very good reason for becoming managing director. My obscenely wealthy uncle has just bought the company outright, and you're all fired. Hence the last key image, fire. So what the journey does is it ensures that you never forget your way along the speech. It helps you to keep on track with a steady supply of key points. It's a bit like a guide rope, so you never lose track. Now, the other advantages are you've got eye contact, you've got closer contact with your audience, you feel like you've got control, you can see them, you've got more involvement with them, and of course you sound more convincing. It's more impressive not to use notes, and the audience think you're confident about your information, even if you're not. They think you're switched on, the lights are on, and someone's home. Now, just think of the times that you can use this method. You could use this for remembering jokes. Maybe you've got to give a speech at the House of Representatives. What about father of the bride or best man? They can be harrowing times. Or maybe you've got an important product announcement or a grievance with your boss. So you can walk in cool, calm and collected. I'd like to clear the air on a number of points. Now, the last thing your boss wants to see is a load of cue cards or bits of paper. If you can walk in and deliver your tirade, that'll impress your boss. So a speech file is a bit like an auto cue. It's like your own foolproof idiot board. I don't know if you notice, but politicians these days, they have their own transparent idiot boards. It allows them to read the information from a score, but they can also keep eye contact with the audience. So the key images along the journey enable you to have total control. You're always one step ahead because you can see the key images coming up in front of you. Now, if you do forget one of those key images, Well, it probably indicates that the information wasn't that important in the first place. Well, of course, you can always keep a separate sheet. Not that you'll ever need it, but it's just comforting to know that in the worst case, should you dry up, then you can always refer to your notes. So once you've prepared your speech, you've converted it into key images, all you need to do is just run through that journey a couple of times, back to front, and you've got it in your head. Now, sometimes you can get a distraction, but you always know from your internal mental geography where you are. It allows you to deviate. Sometimes if I'm giving a speech, somebody will ask a question, and it might be an interesting one, and we can deviate and go off onto a tangent. But I know when to come back. You know, it's a bit like going on the motorway, and you see an interesting hotel or castle or tourist attraction. So you decide to come off the motorway. But you just make a note of the junction. It's junction 10, so you know where to go back on. It's the same thing with the journey. Now, remember that a successful speech has a starting place, it's got points along the way, and a concluding destination. If you think about it, a speech is a journey in itself. So, use the journey method.